The saxophone was invented by Adolph Sax in the mid-1800s, and since then, the soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones have played huge roles in wind ensembles and jazz concert halls. The sax has also become the instrument of choice for dozens of contemporary composers, including David Rakowski. This Friday evening at 7:30, the Red Clay Saxophone Quartet will be premiering David's newly commissioned and highly challenging work, Compass, as part of the Music for a Great Space performance series. The concert for Sax Quartet will be held in the Huggins Performance Center of Greensboro College. You'll find links to the complete concert schedule on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. And in the meantime, one half of the Red Clay Saxophone Quartet stopped by to talk about their program. Duke University and Music Academy in Greensboro saxophone instructor and soloist Susan Fancher plays soprano saxophone in the group. And she was joined by Associate Professor of Composition and Electronic Music at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, baritone saxophonist and composer Mark Engelbritson.
And so I contacted my friends at Music for a Great Space, and they were very enthusiastic about the idea of helping to commission a new piece for saxophone quartet, and they wanted to help us out with funding the project, but also in providing a venue to present the premiere.
Particularly the saxophone, you're pretty much expected to be able to play anything.
I think part of the attraction to composers is the really high level of technical skill that saxophonists are trained to have. I mean, we can play really fast and we can do a lot of really cool techniques, and composers, you know, they like to take advantage of that. It's really fun for them to be able to write some really hard music and have people dig in and take it on. And also the connection with popular music definitely is appealing to especially younger composers.
As a composer yourself, Mark, what do you like about David's work?
I was familiar with some of the piano etudes that he had written. A friend of ours from Chicago, Amy Briggs, had been performing and working with Rakowski on some of this music, and it's just fantastically imaginative music, things where she's playing the piano in a hammer style with her fist, and there's another one where she has to use her nose to, you know, play a middle voice.
Funny.
And, you know, I mean, some of it's kind of goofy, but it's all very virtuosic, very challenging, engaging, and high-spirited, fun music.
I was just struck with the variety of dynamic contrasts and then the coloristic things he was doing within the context of this quartet. It was just, wow, I haven't heard a lot of those sounds.
Compass is the work that we'll perform next week, and then it's a really incredible piece. It's 25 minutes long in its entirety, so it's very exciting, yeah.
A substantial piece, you know, and one that you could really compare to, you know, the large pieces of the string quartet literature, for example.
Playing in a saxophone quartet is about the most fun you can have as a saxophone player, in my opinion. I mean, to work with three other saxophonists who are just playing their hearts out and really working hard together to make a piece of music come to life is very exciting.
Duke University and Music Academy in Greensboro, saxophone instructor and soloist Susan Fancher plays soprano saxophone in the Red Clay Saxophone Quartet, and she was joined by Associate Professor of Composition and Electronic Music at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, baritone saxophonist and composer Mark Engelbritson. On Friday evening, February 8th at 7:30 in the Huggins Performance Center of Greensboro College, they'll be joined by alto saxophonist Robert Faub and tenor Stephen Stusik. The concert is titled Sax Appeal. It's part of Music for a Great Space, and it'll feature a premiere of David Rakowski's Compass. You'll find ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Also on the program, music by Arvo Pärt, Russell Peck, Tango Music, and more. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.